Welcome, y'all, to another episode of Unpopular Opinions. My name is Shad.
My name is Kanaya.
And today, if you don't already know, Unpopular Opinions is a show for young adults between ages 20, 25, you know, mid to early 20s, where we go through the different topics and issues that we face on a day-to-day basis and maybe give some advice about it. So today, we will be talking about adulting in your 20s.
Sheesh. Adulting is ghetto nowadays.
Very much ghetto. Mm-hmm. Very much ghetto. I just seen that, you know, the price of eggs, I literally got an update on this. The price of eggs is now, for 60 eggs, is about almost $20.
Oh my goodness. I remember when I was at ESU and I was living on campus apartment, and we would get eggs and it was like a dollar and some change at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane. Eggs was like the go-to. It was like breakfast, lunch, dinner. It was the go-to. Now eggs is almost as high as freaking meat.
Yo, for real. Like, yo, I was like, I can't believe this. Like, what do they put in these eggs? Like, well, nah, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're new to the show, me and Kanaya has been, you know, doing this for at least, this is our third episode. Right. So we've been doing this for a good amount of time. We started off on Instagram Live. So any of our Instagram followers is, you know, listening. What's up to y'all? But yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So what we normally do here, we normally talk first before we go into the topic. So we also will be talking about Tyree Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kind of go into the heavier topic first, I feel like. If for those who don't know the Tyree Nichols situation, another unfortunate black man gunned down by, well, not even gunned down, just bludgeoned to death, mm-hmm. By his local police. And it's really sad that the fact that this is a different spin on the story that we normally see. We normally see white cops on, you know, a black mm-hmm. man. But this is now black cops beating up on a black man.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that... honestly, like, when I seen that there were black men beating Tyree Nichols, it didn't really surprise me, because I feel as though that blue code, as we've spoken about previously, I feel as though it's like they look out for each other, and it's like, you know, there's a certain type of, you kind of lose that community with your own people when you get a badge, Right. Because we are a target. So I can't imagine being a black person and being a police officer, because you're kind of being pulled by two different groups. And it's like, how do you stay in the middle of that? I don't think to do that.
Yeah, it's like, it's saddening. You mean anytime that we see anything like this, but it's even more saddening to see our own kind doing it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more deeper into this. We don't want to trigger anyone, but we know for a fact that one of the cops is a member of fraternity. If you guys don't know, I'm also a member of fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Supposedly one of the other cops that was on this is a member of Omega Psi Phi. A lot of people know them as the Qs. So it's like, where do you draw the line between the different aspects of your life? Like, your commitment and dedication to your fraternity, but also right. your commitment and dedication to your brotherhood of other police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do you tear down a man and it's that looks like you and talks like you and from the same places that you're from? Like, how do you lose all of the things that you were kind of taught? And it's sad and it's sickening. But I mean,
honestly, there's pictures of Tyree circling around and he just seems like such a, I don't know, like you could sense someone energy from their smile. And he has such a bright smile, such a beautiful smile. He was a father. It's sad. It's a really sad story. I mean, it's sad when any Black man is killed. But when you really, I feel as though the media, they just put up a picture to try to like dehumanize the victim. But right. What's circulating on the internet is pictures of just a normal, everyday Black man. And it's like, it's just not okay. It's sad. And I'm really, my hearts go out for his family. I can't imagine what they're going through because I didn't look at the video. I don't look at videos of that nature anymore, but I can only imagine what his family is feeling because I felt it when you told me about it. And when I researched it, like I felt it, I had to stop for a minute. I stopped for a moment and imagine what they're going through right now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, definitely sending love and prayers to his friends and family. Memphis family. So sending love to Memphis as well, because I know this has been taking a toll on them. After, you know, getting that out the way and saying our condolences and prayers, we are going to go into what we like to talk about is the adulting in our 20s.
Yes, navigating the new chapter. When you just graduated from college, fresh out your mama house, fresh out from your mama and your daddy rules, you in college, you acting a fool, and you're also starting to see that, oh, this ain't all fun and games. I got a phone bill.
Shoot, more than phone bill. You got that grocery bill now.
Yes, and if you ran out of swipes, if you know, you know.
You know, you know.
You're hungry. It's too much. It's too much. Sometimes you can't even afford a meal plan. You know, these are things that are dominant and going on in young people's life, and it can also lead to depression. So when we're not given the tools to prepare for these issues, and I know our parents always like to tell us, like, you know, the real world is not all fun and games, but those are just, there's never no real advice. So that's why me and Shy decided to break down and talk about these things. So Shy, personally, I wanted to ask you, what did the transition from teenager to young adulthood feel like?
I had an unorthodox way of my transition from teenager to adult. I started off college at 17? I think I'm showing my age right now, but I don't care. started off at 17, wild, young, free, out here doing any and everything on a college campus, co-ed dorm, so you know how that goes.
Right.
And unfortunately had to leave within my second semester. Had to drop out.
Right.
So
which happens a lot.
Yeah, so that transition I bore it upon myself. I feel like I'm not about to just sit at home every day and not do anything. I'm gonna go get a job. But little did I know, working and not in school is two different things. Being as though this is all you do every day. I was only 18 at the time, so now I'm kind of like working. You know, I think my first job, like after I dropped out of school, I was working at Toys R Us when Toys R Us still was a thing. Wow. On my 18th birthday, actually. Well, no. Yeah, my 18th birthday actually started Toys R Us.
Wait a minute. So you dropped out of college when you was 18?
Yeah, so I started young. I was very young. I was like one of the youngest kids in my high school class. So
Oh, wow. That's amazing. But wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just took the freedom for granted, and mm-hmm. I learned a lot from that transition of being that you just a kid, got straight out of high school to now having to deal with real life situations. Like in the midst of that time, you know, I moved, I got a new house, like, mm-hmm. you know, obviously with, you know, with my mom moved out with my mom, we got a place, and it was a trying time. It was trying times because it was like, I'm exhausted. I feel like I'm aging myself. This is literally all my life consists of, is just waking up, going to work. I had a bunch of weird jobs in between that. So yeah. It was definitely a weird transition. I don't even know how to even describe it. It was just like, I was in this constant loop. I was in a rerun, I feel like.
It's funny because I can definitely relate to your experience. I didn't start college early, but I definitely started college late. I couldn't start in the fall semester as soon as, like, you know, right after you graduate, you go in for the fall. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that because I just didn't have enough money to do that. So I ended up working instead of going to the school for the fall semester, I ended up working. I was working at Barnes & Noble's, and exactly what you're telling me is exactly what I went through. I felt like I was on a constant loop, like just getting up and going to work, just getting up and going to work. All my friends were far, far away in college. And I felt like, you know, you start to feel like, what am I doing with my life? Like, what is in my future? And I started to get really scared. Like, I started to, like, fear for my future. Like, is I'm going to be always living in my mom's house and not having anything towards my name and just working for someone? So I understand what you're saying. It's completely working and going to school full time is definitely different at that age because we are taught that going to school is what makes you successful. So I understand what you're saying completely. Gratefully, I was able to start school that spring semester. I was so happy. Literally all the way up to driving 2 hours away, I was like, watch, something bad is gonna happen. Like, I literally did not believe that I was going to be able to go to school because of that break I took or whatever. Like, I was like, yeah. So nervous. But as soon as I did my orientation, me and my mom unpacked everything and I moved into my dorm. I'm like, oh my God, this is really happening. I'm at school. I'm going to build my future here.
Right. So,
yeah.
So wait, when did you start school? Like what year was that?
I started school spring 2016.
Okay. Yeah, so that's crazy. When I'm dropping out, you're going in.
Yeah, that's why I said it's funny, like it's relatable, but it's like the opposite, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's really crazy. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like how old would you say you were back then when that?
I was so my birthday was in August, so I was 17 when I graduated high school. So mm-hmm. I went to college when I was 18.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, it's definitely a transition because it's like, don't know where to go with certain things, don't know how to feel. But like, once you hit that threshold, like, I'm no longer a teenager, I'm a grown adult. Like, granted, they say like 18, 19, like, is adult, but like, mm-hmm. Hit that 20, when you hit that 2-0, it's a whole different feeling. Like, now you really, really feel like you gotta, like, get your life in gear, get your shit together.
What is the first thing you learned when you just hit your 20s?
I think, yeah, like, my first thing I learned that certain things don't fly no more.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you cannot get by just by doing a little dumb shit you've been doing. You're not going to be able to just chill all day, like, you know, but you also, like, you just still trying to figure out life, like, okay, right. Like, I'm an adult now, I can do adult things, but it's like, no, you really can't, because you can't even get in the bar, so I'm like, man, this is definitely not the time that I feel like I want to be doing anything. And I think that's what our overarching point is. I feel like I learned to just slow down on like the dumb stuff, kind of more mature, even though I feel like I still got a lot more mature to do. But
yeah.
But same to you. Like, how do you feel about, you know, your 20s? Like, when you turn 20, actually.
Oh, you said when I turned 20?
Yeah, like, the first thing you kind of, like, learn, like, all right, like,
I'm 20. Oh, I thought you was asking me what year I turned 20. I'm going to say, I don't know. why would I know this? It's like, what I learned was that, you know, you can't trust everybody. That was a big learning experience. You know, I won't go too much in details. Like, maybe after some few episodes, I'll feel more open to share. But I learned that when someone's energy, like when I'm around someone and if I feel like I can't be myself around them, it's for a reason. You know, I thought, oh, I'm just shy. Like, no, this person is giving me bad vibes. Their energy is not right. Just need to get away from them. So trusting my instincts and trusting how I feel and the energy that I'm receiving, someone's spirit is everything and it means everything to me. So I pay closely attention to that. So, but when I was young, I did not. I was shy. Would be very surprised to hear this. I was a social butterfly. Like,
you were a what?
Yes. I was definitely in the mix, you know. I would just talk to a random person sometimes. Like, I was just that girl. That I was definitely on that type of time. But I just be like, eh, I don't know if this person's on. Yeah, I'm trying, though. You know, Shy, he be pushing me. My boyfriend, he be pushing me. I'm trying to get there to get that back because I feel as though that sometimes a life lesson can go overboard with the life lesson. Like, yeah, you can't trust everybody, but that doesn't mean you don't trust no one.
Yeah.
You know, you got to allow yourself to let people in. So I would say that's one of the things that I learned, but also the things that I feel as though kind of hold me back from fulfilling my full potential.
Yeah, I think, and it's funny that you say that because I know what you're alluding to when you was like saying like I used to be a social butterfly to like where you are now, and it's understandable. Mm-hmm. But I think that yeah, like when you start to like get to the ages that we are at, like you gotta have to like, all right, now like how much longer I'm gonna keep doing living like this. Yeah, it's like you just kind of get stuck in your ways. Like, I've been content with this, you know, but, mm-hmm. you know, eventually you kind of go over, like, all right, like, I'm getting over this hump. Like, let me at least not go back to who I used to be, but going into somebody, an advanced, the updated version of me, I would say, like 2.0,
right.
You know?
Right, exactly. 2.0. We love it.
Yeah, it's time to go into the 2.0 mode for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I definitely see the jump. It happened before me and you met. because I used, what's your favorite word for me?
Mixie.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very much the mixie guy out of the both of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Always want to go out. Always want to go out. Always want to do something. Like, I'm always want to do something. Because I feel like, I mean, when we hit, like, 35, 10 years from now, we're going to be like, I can't even go out. So why not go out now, you know? So,
I agree with that. But, like, I feel as though now is the time where, okay, like, I'm getting myself together. But, like, 30s and 40s, I'd probably be more likely to go out at first. And you got to remember also, I got a child now, so now I have an excuse. But, you know, we'll get all into that later. So let's jump into something, like, what is something you thought you knew about adulthood that you prepare for?
Bills.
Bills.
I'm gonna pay my bills.
I ain't getting y'all all that. Y'all gotta give me a record deal if y'all want me to hear me sing.
We'll put her cash up in the bio if y'all can hear her sing. Bills was not like, granted, like, you know, I started getting like applying for credit cards, I started getting like credit cards. I wasn't scamming nobody, but yeah, I was getting like credit cards, yeah, and I was getting accepted for them things. So I'm like, oh my God, Lord, you know what I'm saying? I got some something here. So, but the thing is, just as much you get that money, just as much you got to pay it back. Yeah, I was the only child for 11 years. I don't want to share or give anything. definitely bills, and it hits you over the head when you start getting those collector calls like, hey, we're calling on the behalf of this company. Would you like to make a payment right now? Click. No, I'm not making a payment right now. Like, you're not catching me.
Oh my Lord, that is too funny. I signed up for a credit card, but I didn't sign up until like maybe my second or third year in college. But the lesson that I learned, I mean, something that I thought I was prepared for, I would say I thought I was prepared for is the world. Like, I thought that, like, you know, I knew that the world wasn't safe, and I thought I knew how to navigate it, and I really didn't. Like, I was sheltered. My mom kept me in the house, so I really didn't have the tools I need to, you know, protect myself. So I think that's one of the biggest things, but yeah.
I think I had that. I was definitely in that point in my life. I want to say, like, I was very sheltered too. I was the only boy in a home full of women, and I had three generations of women in my household. So I had my great grandmother, my grandmother, and my mom. So I'm the only child in the house. Plus, I'm the boy. I'm like the first, well, not the first grandchild, but I'm the first boy that lived in the home. And so everything I asked for, I kind of got. I was able to do what I wanted. So yeah, like, I didn't really go out. I started to go outside a little bit, but like, to learn that, like, it took me a minute to learn social cues and social interaction and how people are, oh, they don't want to play no more. Like, you know, but eventually you learn that stuff, like, by actually going outside.
Yeah.
And I definitely learned a lot of that from college. So
yeah, college definitely. I would say that college, like, definitely prepared me to for like the bad things that could happen in the world. But I don't know if it prepared me for like the good, because I don't think I really put myself out there after my first year. To really have a good experience and to like make friends and make connections and learn how to like, you know, build a resume and stuff like that. Like, how about you? Do you feel like college prepared you for the real world?
I feel like yes. And nothing I feel like I learned in the classroom. I feel like everything I learned in college, like in the classroom, okay, that's like professional work-based stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of that stuff I won't even be using now that I'm like getting into like career type of things. But yeah, I've learned a lot of stuff based off of just social interaction. So I feel like my college experience taught me a lot of things, but college itself, like the classes and all that good stuff, nah, like, I feel like, all right, it, you know, tweaked and like updated me on things, but it didn't really teach me anything that I didn't already kind of know.
Right. I feel like my roommates and like like people that I knew taught me more than like the career center. Like my roommate taught me how to fix my resume and stuff like that, and like what should I do for a cover letter. But let's get into that. Let's talk about life after college. So how did life change after college for you?
I would say, I mean, I've only been out of school for what? Going on a month now. I think that a lot of things change. Like you take for granted, like the times that you kind of have, like you wish you had more time in school. So I feel like the change is just the dynamic of getting up, waking up and going and see friends every day and waking up and like, all right, like I might not have to cook today because I can go to this campus event and go get me some food real quick, you know, and go get me a couple slices of pizza and go home, you know, go to sleep, chill, like having that freedom after class, you know, like,
right,
you know, be by yourself. So I think a lot of that time you kind of take for granted, like, dad, like I didn't utilize my time enough. But I feel like we all feel like that way. Like, you'll always have regrets, like, oh man, I wish I would have did this, I wish I would have did that. But life now is like, yo, where do I have time? Like, I don't even have time to do certain things. Like,
yeah,
I just don't get it. Like, I just don't get it.
I agree with that. I feel like I miss, like life after college was weird because it was definitely like just being able to like everything. It was like everything you needed all in one setting. Like where I lay my head at, where I sleep, one setting, where I can see my friends, one setting, go eat, go to class. Everything was, it was like a big community, you know? And when I went home, that was gone. It's like, now my friends are far apart. Work is 20, 30 minutes away, whatever the case that may be. Like cooking groceries, I gotta go up the street, drive, get a Uber, whatever the case may be. Like now life is different. Now life is not as what it as what it was. So definitely adjustment. I do feel like I started cooking less for myself, because now I'm living with other people. I stopped eating less healthy. I was a really healthy eater the last 2 years of my college career. I was a really healthy eater. But whenever I got home, I did struggle with continuing to eat healthy because obviously like my family eats soul food. And as we know, soul food can be very unhealthy depending on what ingredients you use.
Yeah.
And let's just say my mom fried pork chops. Let's just say you're gonna have a heart attack with them pork chops.
Oh my God. Not the fried pork chops.
Yes. And you know, I don't eat pork. So my mom ate pork for a religious purpose. I don't eat pork, shrimp, and anything unclean, I don't eat. But that's very prone in soul food. So it was like my whole lifestyle was changing. I just wasn't ready. So I didn't feel like myself anymore. Like I feel like I found my identity when I was in college. And then when I went home and life after college, I'm like, well, who the fuck am I? Like,
right. No, for real. Shoot, like you used to be serious about like that your whole diet, because it was like that one time. Remember that one time we had breakfast at my mom's crib, and my mom was like, "Oh, like do you guys like eggs like this?" And I was like, "Mom, she don't eat like meat, like she don't eat meat like that." She's like, "All right." So now my mom like, "Well, what do I make?" Like, I got turkey bacon because we don't eat pork either. So it's like I got turkey bacon, I got turkey sausage. Okay, so just home fries. All right, home fries for you and just eggs. Okay, cool. So yes. You were definitely like even to this day, like I know like people who know you and know how you were at the time. It was like, yo, we make sure there's no meat around. But then like, when I come around you and I'd be like, and I first time I started seeing you, like, oh, no, I eat that now.
Yes. Oh, I ain't got time for that. I'm eating some chicken wings, okay?
Yeah, like,
you see the price of these groceries? Shit.
Yeah, I was like, yo, all right, it's cool. That's what I'm about to go get this.
Yes, the adulting has switch everything around. Like, I gotta pay for my own food. I gotta buy my own bills. I ain't getting no food stamps no more. No EBT card. Okay, yeah, we going.
Yo, I'm gonna be worried when mine get turned off. I'm not going. That's when life gonna start hurting. When moms get, when they officially say, oh, you done with school, oh, you not a student no more, solid, you about to,
right, things is cut done. Cut them off.
Like, yeah, this time of life is definitely the up and down roller coaster I've been saying. I definitely think that, you know, even now, like, you got to schedule time to do everything. Like, you got to schedule time to just see your friends, you know?
Exactly. Honestly, like, I think that was the part that really took a toll on my friendships after college. Like, scheduling a time that works for everybody, especially if you got, like, a big friend group. Well, I don't know what's considered big, because I only got five. And I know you know that you have a large number of friends. I don't know if that's big to you, but, like, I feel as though after college, I can say that I only feel like I have about two friends. And from however many I had to just two, you know, and that's including you. So,
oh my God. So wait, time out. So my question to that is, like, do you think you went from five to two? Is it because of just friendships expired, or the fact that you guys just don't have the time anymore, and maybe you guys are not into the same things? Like, what do you think happened between, like, the shift?
I would say, not five. I'm just giving a general number. It's probably most likely more than five. But yes. I would say that I found myself starting to speak more to my high school friends than I did to my college friends. I feel as though now I'm a mom, and I'm very, very, very different from what I was when I was in college. Like, very different. Very much more spiritual. I'm like, God is my heavenly father all day, every day. Read the Bible, of course. So that really changed everything about my life. Like, every spectrum of my life changed. So I don't know if that played a part into it. Like, I just wasn't into the things that I used to be into. Like, I horoscopes and tarot readings and all the other stuff. I cut all that out of my life. I don't drink as much as I used to. I don't do as much worldly stuff as I used to. I don't know if that played a part of it, but I know for sure that having a baby and having a boyfriend definitely played a part in it. I think the friendships just expired, and that's okay. You know, I'm not going to force anything. I'm not going to force a friendship. I definitely did reach out, and I tried my hardest to keep the friendships. But, you know, sometimes a friendship has run its course, and it's hard to have that conversation. I don't know anybody who ever sat there and have a conversation unless they were mad about each other, because it's all love at the end of the day. I still got love for anybody I ever call my friend. I still got love for them. And if they ever needed me, I'm definitely sliding. But I know that they're not in my life currently and, you know, rotating in my life. You understand what I'm saying? So, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. Know? I feel like I've had a lot less friends now that I once did. Like, and it's funny that you say that, like, a lot of your, you know, you speak to a lot of your high school friends than you do your college friends, because I've seen someone recently say, like, tweeted that and was like, yeah, like, I became more cool with my high school friends than I did my college friends. And I think for me, like, it's vice versa. Like, I'm more close to my college friends than I am, you know, my high school friends. Like, I had a lot less high school friends than, you know, I have college friends. So those guys that I, you know, used to speak to on a daily basis, I mean, it's no beef, it's all love. Like, you know, a lot of them are doing best for them. They're starting families. And that's great. Like, I think only one of my friends that we were mutual friends at one point. We're like, we talk almost every day. That's my only high school friend that I talk to. But, like, My college friends is more like, yo, like, these are like, I'm like, they're like everything. Like, we're everything to each other. Like, we talk whenever we talk, but we know it's all love. We know it's just life happens. Like, you know, shoot, I'm the uncle to your child. So, like, you know, like, it's a lot of, I've grown family from my college friends, and it could be a little bit upsetting and like discouraging, like, when y'all don't talk to each other that often, or, you know, y'all don't get to be around each other that often, and having to schedule that time out, I'm like, and it'd be like, damn, like, we just was like able to call, send that what you doing text, and that what you doing text can turn to a whole day of adventure. Like,
right, exactly.
Yeah, man, it's the times that we going into is like, you get it though. Like, we all are going on to this, into our own paths, but try not to forget each other. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's the biggest thing. Try to, like, at least check in and call when you can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. And you know, these friends that I'm mentioning, some of them do, you know, check in and like, well, like, we're Instagram friends.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like,
I'm Instagram friends with a lot of people. I mean, there's some girls that I never seen a day in my life, and we're Instagram friends. I'm like, hey, girl, I miss you. Why you ain't posting?
Yeah, I know about you. We're not gonna get it.
Don't do that. Don't blow me up, because I could have blown you up on Instagram, but I ain't do that. So don't do me, friend.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Don't do that.
But no, I definitely think, like, these are like the friends that you make in college are like a part of, like, those experiences that I was talking about earlier, like those experiences that you learn from and like encounter. Like, I've had a lot of good and bad ones. Like, I know you've had like a lot of good and bad ones that have helped you to who you are today. Like, I got, like, just examples, like the times where I was like trying to be a little player and learned that this is not the life for me. That ain't the life for me.
No, it's not at all.
It's not the life for me. I can't go and speak to this girl and that girl and text this girl and that girl. Like, I can't do it anymore. Like, it is not for me. Like, it's exhausting. Like, I learned that I'm a one woman man. I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, I can't do it. Like, my gut feeling, my guilt, just plays too much with me, and it's just be like, yo, get your ass out of this situation. Thank God there's never been a situation that I have not been able to get out of.
You got out of that by the, what's that called, it by the skin of your teeth? Is that just how the saying goes?
By the skin of my teeth, and I ain't get touched
oh
yet.
My gosh. Okay, because I was about to throw down with the girls. For you.
Oh yeah, I know. This is why we're friends.
I ain't even in it. Shawty said no one can leave.
Oh yeah. Oh my, we not even gonna get
excuse me. I'm walking out.
He said, we can make space in here. What do you mean? No, we're not making space in here. We're not doing that in here.
Oh my goodness. That was actually the night we're talking about. We ain't gonna go into detail because I ain't gonna blow up his you know, I ain't gonna blow up his stuff. But the night we talk about was actually, I didn't even know Shy, right? I don't go out. This was in college. My friends graduated. I was by myself. I went to his spot. He was throwing a party. I went there by myself. But Shy has such a genuine spirit. I didn't feel no ill will, and I knew that I was going to be safe around him, and that's why we are friends for this long.
Yeah, no, that, and this is where I kind of always thank you, because we were at a point where I was kind of coming into who I was as a person, and you were like already been there for a while and you've learned a lot. And we met working a summer job, and it was like, okay, well, how do we, like, you was like, oh, I have a radio show. I think I just started a casual conversation. Like, oh, I have a radio show. I've been, but people have been flaking on me being a co-host. And I was like, I'll do it. He was like, for real? Yeah. Then I came to that station.
I was so glad he was with it. Yo, it was like, our chemistry on the radio was crazy. Like, it was just, we was like, I think we only known each other for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before we got in the booth.
No, for real. Like, I came up there the one time to just check the show out. I was like, oh, I really like this. And then, you know, I had to take that test. I actually cheated on that radio test, by the way.
Right. I was on his head. I'm like, did you do the radio test? Did you do the radio test? When are you going to do this?
Yes. Yeah, so to be a radio host, for context, to be a radio host on a college radio show, well, for the radio station, you have to take the DJ radio test. Just different terminology and how to do certain things on the station. Nonetheless, took the test, passed it. It was funny that I took notes the day that I got all the information, and I'm taking the test, and the guy was like, he came in the room and was like, hey, how you doing? He sees me looking at my phone. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, using my notes. Like, he didn't never say I couldn't use my notes. He told me to take notes. So I'm like, okay, I can use my notes. He was like, oh, no, you can't use notes. Oh, my bad. By the time he said that, I had like one question left. Here you go. Are you not going to put me on the radio? I would just keep coming on as a guest host. I'll just keep coming up, because all you have to do is sign a paper to be a guest host. Cool.
Right, right.
Keep signing this paper.
I honestly wouldn't even sign a paper. Like, yo, I just couldn't. It was mad tension with the shawty who worked there. I was like, come on, just chill, okay, chill. I'm like, nah, I'm just not.
Yeah, yo, they would not, you did not like them in there at all.
No, actually. Just wasn't a fan. It was real, like, because it was mostly white, you know?
Yeah.
So we were among the few black people, and I just felt very, like, I felt like we got treated like we weren't, like, professionals, or we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah. Like,
honestly, we probably had the best content here, so please back up.
Right, no, they definitely used to give us some flack. Like, we would come in on time, we would have our stuff prepared, we would have our music, like, we have music cue, we had everything. Like,
right, it wasn't like most of them just blast music all day, every day. It wasn't like we were just blasting music. We was actually talking about stuff, researching stuff, giving direct quote sources and all, okay? Don't play with it.
Don't play with it.
But yeah, so right after I graduated, Shad took over the show. And actually, Shad, you just graduated. So how is that? Like, tell me. Congrats, first.
Thank you.
How is a post-grad going?
It's been a roller coaster. Like, literally, like, the first couple weeks is like all uphill, all the fun twists and turns, like, you make, you know, you get all this graduation money, like, congratulations, here, take a shot, like, bottles on me, I got you, like, that's when, you know, that's the first couple months, you know, people, you know, I just came out of vacation, so I'm still living in my grad gifts, like, so, and then it gets to that point where you, like, all right, like, what do I do now? Like, I didn't like graduate with a job. I didn't come out of here with something lined up. Like, I don't have mommy and daddy money like some people do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm now have to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, and my reference to it has always been dealing, like, for metaphor purposes, being in the NBA draft. You come out of college with no offers. Now you try to enter yourself into this working world and you're not getting any calls. You're getting denied. Unfortunately, we're going with a different route. You may get an interview in two, but it doesn't go past that. They say thank you, but we're going to look for somebody else. So it can be really discouraging. And it's the point where, like, you start getting that thing. And I always thought this was a myth until now, dealing with it. Post-grad depression.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's been really dealing with the on and off cycle of what that is. Feeling it like, yo, like, I don't want to get up. Like, there's been days where I've just laid in the bed all day. Like, I ain't get up, I ain't move. Like, mm-hmm. like, because you ain't got nothing to do. Like, you keep getting these rejections. Like, I remember having a conversation. It was like a kind of a deep conversation. But anybody that knows me, I'm very much serious, but not serious. Like, I make jokes, but, like, all real jokes contain true shit. I said to my brother one time, you know, jokingly, I think I'm going to apply for a job and say that I'm white.
Mm.
And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, like, I think, like, a job that I'm not taking serious, like, oh, I don't think I'm going to get that. I'm going to just apply and say that I'm white. I have the experience. Like, I have, in my field, I'm in marketing. So, like, I have the experience. Like, I have at least 3 years of experience in marketing with internships and other career paths that I've done within the career, well, within the field, but just not getting any callbacks. And most of these jobs are only asking for 2 years, even a year of experience, and y'all not giving me a callback. So maybe if I just, you know, say that I identify as white, you gonna tell me that I don't?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I get, even when I get to that interview, you gonna tell me that I'm not white?
Right.
So, like, it was just one of those thoughts, like, those thoughts start going through your head, like, dang, will I ever get a job? Like, will something come? I know people who were out of school longer than me, and were took them six months to even get their first job, like, making actual money. So yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster. Like, you try to find the mix the good with the bad. Like, then you get that feeling of, like, you see, like, all your friends from school going back to school for their last semester. So you, like, watching from a distance, like, dad, this feels like the time when I dropped out of school. Like, and I had to watch people go back to school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I understand what you're saying. I definitely experienced post-grad depression. I think it took me at least 3 months
mm-hmm.
to find a job. So I understand what you're saying. I think it's like when you research, it takes a 3 to 6 months for a fresh graduate to find a job. So it's normal. And what I wish somebody would have told me at that moment is to have fun. Take it to have fun. Do work on your goals as you are doing right now. Work on your goals that you know when you start working, it's going to take a downfall. Do your research. If you want to open up a business within 2 or 3 years, do your research on that business. Take this free time to put stuff in motion and have it sit on the back burner when you're ready to touch it. Because let's be honest, when you go to work that 9 to 5 and you're getting used to having 9 to 5 and it might be a job that you hate. Some people get a job that they hate, but it makes money. So they're like, whatever, I got to do it. Have your stuff on the back burner because you want at them. It's going to take a minute before you're like, okay, now I'm putting what I need first. It's going to take a minute because you're trying to adjust to this work life.
Right. Yeah, and I definitely think, like, yeah, like, this time off between, for those who are in the same boat that I'm in, take this time, like she said, to write down those goals that you may have had and, like, put to the side. Like, we've had this podcast idea for a while. Mm-hmm. For a while, and going before 2023 came, like, I wrote down, like, we had talked about it before, And I wrote it down. I wrote it down. I said, I'm going to start this podcast this year. And, you know, luckily, three episodes in, I'm very grateful. It's helped me. It's helped me a lot. So, yeah. But Miss, you have it going. Like you've been out for a minute. Like, did you like? What has it been like? Like since you've been out of school? Like I know you've had the job. You have have the family going, and for a certain circumstances, you've had a couple cards to your name, but you grinded for it. That's what I'm trying to get to that. You grinded for these.
Yes, thank you. I literally forgot all about my kid, my baby. Oh my gosh. Yes. When I graduated, I landed my first teaching job. If those of you don't know, I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. I landed my first teaching job. I landed my first car. And then my cousin, no shout out to you, crashed my car, didn't give me no bread for it. I let it rot. Okay. That's how you know the Holy Spirit is deep up in me. Okay. Because it was, oh my goodness, this man had no, whatever. Anyway, so I got a second car, you know. First of all, my first car I paid in full. No car note. Okay. You see me? Don't play with it.
Okay.
No car note. Okay. Second one, I had to get a car note because, you know, all my savings went to my first car. Got my first apartment, which was a major plus because, boy, was my mama getting on my nerves. I just, I don't know what it is about black mamas and just irritating. It just goes well together. Like, goes so well together. Like, pick up a notch. Calm down. I ain't your man. Relax. Relax. Why do you wake up angry?
Yeah, what is going on?
Why do you wake up and just irritate it?
Like, black mom yelling is probably the perfect alarm clock. I'm not gonna lie. You want to get up one time? Record your mom just going ham one day. And I'll bet you that's going to be you're going to wake up on time every time.
Every day.
Okay. You're going to want to turn the phone off.
Ciao. But yeah, so I'm basically all my goals, everything that I thought that wasn't achievable, I got. You know, now I have a family. I'm very grateful for that family. I am currently a stay-at-home mom because childcare is costly, and you know, we want to give my son the best thing possible. I went through so many phases in such a short time, only 25, you know, and I got to see the different like aspects of womanhood, you know, being a working woman, getting myself together, being single, being a taken woman. Now being a mother and a partner, it's a lot. It's a lot to juggle. If I'm just trying to find the balance, you know, because being a mom is work. It's a full time job. I mean, it's harder than a 9-to-5, to be honest. Sheesh. So, just trying to find that balance, you know, trying to put in fitness, my religion, not dating, but my man. Dating for everybody else and my family, just trying to balance all that, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm currently in a position where I'm working from home. Mm-hmm. Working from home, you know, I do my graphic design on the side, you know, until something solid comes through. And you know, it's been bringing business, but like that balance between like, all right, like literally last night, yesterday, got a call for two designs and that needs to be done in like ASAP. I'm like ASAP, like anxiety. But nah, like it's cool because like you keep getting that experience and like, but finding that balance is saying like, yo, like. Can I have time to myself? Like, when do I have time to fit in, you know, just to go to the gym. Like, you know, like, how do I work that out? Like, mm-hmm. And then, like, right now, like how you said, like, you broke all those things down. It's like, religion, like, for those who know, who don't know, I'm Muslim, so our religious time is coming around next month, which is Ramadan. So, you know, trying to prepare for that and, you know, get my spirit right. And in that time, getting my spirit right. But also, like, I know by that time, I will be full time, 9 to 5 working. So it's like, all right, like, I got to get used to, you know, all right, I'm fasting and I'm at work. So, like, mm-hmm. how do I got to blend the two. I learn to blend the two. I learn to still wake up at 3 o'clock and you know, eat how I need to eat to stay replenished for until the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that I like now. Sitting here thinking about it, like, these are the things I really gotta get used to, and I don't even want to get into dating. Like,
but let's get back let's get back to the topic. So, work life balance, that's one of the biggest issues that you face in adulthood. Trying to, like, juggle fitness, religion, dating, and family. So we're going to get into how to alleviate the pressure of adulthood and how to be able to have that balance. So creating a budget plan is very important for, like, monthly subscriptions, bills, gym membership, groceries, whatever you utilize every month, write that down. Have it on your fridge. You know what you're spending. So when bills are coming, you have that prepared. You're not having overdrafts on your card or
mm-hmm.
overusing your credit card bill, because these are things we need to have financial literacy. But yes. Discipline. If you know you only got $60 on your account, and somebody call you up and say, "Oh, you trying to hang? No, I can't right now. I don't got it."
You shouldn't. If you got $60 in your account, and that friend say, "Come on, we about to go buy this bottle of Casamigos," yeah, you're gonna catch me not going. Cause what? No, I'm not buying. I'm not splitting this Casamigos with you,
bro. Okay, and it's like the thing that sometimes friends bugs me, because you know your friend don't got it. Why are you asking them to go to freaking Cheesecake Factory? Like, you know they don't got it. You paying? Like.
Yeah, like, where you think I got this money? Where you think I get money from?
Oh, you want to go to Cheesecake Factory? Like, this man just told you he's struggling to get food on the table. What do you mean, Cheesecake Factory?
Exactly. Like, bro, I'm coming out with you. I ain't get it. Like, I ain't get my hair cut in almost like a month. You talking about Cheesecake Factory? Like, no.
Like, no. Like, no. Real rap. Like, come on. Come on. Let's not. Also, plan your meals for the week. That's something that I'm still working on. But sit down. Think about what you want to eat, buy it. You know, I don't know if y'all good at cooking, get an air fryer.
Yes.
Get an air fryer.
Every $100 that you get out of that air fryer, it's worth it.
Okay. Use the oven. Oven is easy. Just look it up. I hate people that I don't know how to cook. Oh my goodness. It's very simple. Okay. Cooking on the stove, maybe don't try to do that, but you can bake you some chicken.
Yo.
Heating it up and putting it up.
Even being realistic with people, right? Like, people spend so much time on social media. If you don't look up a recipe, like, you can type in on TikTok how to make this, and they'll tell you step by step. Shoot, they even tell you link in bio for the full recipe.
Okay.
If you can't follow a recipe, how are you making through life?
Like those link in bio people. Like, can you go somewhere with that? That's real trifling. It's real inconsiderate. Those you link and bio type of people, I don't like you. Okay. That is so rude. That is so rude and inconsiderate. Don't do that. No, don't stop that. Stop that. But now we got to be linking bio people. But at least it's for a reason. We can't post our Spotify account on our page.
Right.
We can't post the recipe.
Right. Right. For sure.
No, I'm not looking at your YouTube. Sorry. It's like, no. I'm telling people to support us. I'll go to y'all YouTube. I'll go to YouTube. But if this is just a short little bio, recipe, just put it right there, you know?
Yeah, the caption is long enough. You could do that.
Okay, it just be what season you use. My link in my bio, girl. What season you use?
Yo,
I'm
people
not
be
going
gate-
to your bio.
People be gatekeeping they seasonings. That's the crazy part, yo. People gatekeep so much. Like,
oh God, the worst thing is when I be like, oh, somebody posts they do braids. How much? DM me. No, I'm not DMing you. I'm sorry. No, now I'm not going. I'm not going to you for your service.
Yeah, like,
yeah. How much?
Exactly.
They selling platters. Why you don't got your prices on your menu?
Right. Like, why I got, first off, you kind of sketchy if you selling anything and don't got the price up. So I got to DM for price. No.
Yeah, that tells you it's whatever you feel like. However, whoever pissed you off at the grocery store, it's 60.
Yeah, like, oh, that's your man, so you want to charge him 20, but for me, you want to charge me 60? No, bro. It's not happening.
Not happening. You're not getting over me. Not sorry. Yet. I'll go right in my kitchen. It's nothing. It's right here.
Facts.
You don't even do deliveries.
Facts. Like, what? No.
It's nothing. All right, so yes, plan your week better. Okay, so if you know that you got to work overtime and stay from 7 on a Monday, Sunday, have your meal nice and prepped and cooked for when you get home so you don't got to order out. Save your bread, save your coins. This is what we're trying to do.
Right.
Develop a schedule and a routine. You know, what do you do when you get in the house? What do you do at 5 o'clock? Develop a schedule and a routine. When you have a schedule and a routine, it helps you. It balances you. Okay? You want to be balanced. Okay? So you can wake up the next day feeling great, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly and yearly goals. I set weekly and yearly goals. If I want to do a weekly goal of doing the laundry. Or yearly, pay off my credit card bill. But you got to be realistic. If your credit card is $4,000, okay, maybe I'll just pay $200. You know, like,
yeah.
Let's be realistic. Be realistic with yourself. What can you really do? Cleaning up every Sunday. All right, Sunday is your time to wind down. You don't really want to do no cleaning. Do it on a Thursday at the work. It may sound like a lot, but at least on that Sunday, you're chilling.
Right. Yeah, I mean, especially if you think about it like this, right? Thursday, if you do it like that, you're like, oh, I don't feel like cleaning on Sunday, I'm gonna do it Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Like, so then you chill from the time you get off work to now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. But I will say before we wrap this show up today, before we get out of here, okay. What is something that you would want to tell your younger self now that you at a certain age?
Honestly, I would tell my younger self to spend time more with my sister. For those of you who don't know, I lost my sister to suicide last year.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely tell myself that you don't have a lot of time. You know, everybody always thinks, oh, I got time. Oh, I got time. You don't. You really don't. So that's one thing I would, if that's one thing, I don't ever say I want to redo anything. Cause I don't regret nothing. I don't regret mostly everything in my life that I have done because everything happens for a reason. But if I could go back and redo that, I would definitely spend more time with her. Check up on her more. And, you know, even with her little attitude, her little funky little attitude, I'd be like, girl, shut up. Where are we going? What are we about to do?
Right.
I pray, I dread for the day that I could just, you know, flag her off when she's giving me an attitude and just, you know, make her smile. Like, I miss those days. I really do.
Right. Yeah. I feel as though for me, something I would tell my younger self, you know, everything that you may be going through right now, you think is hard, is a challenge. It'll all make up in the long run. all those nights where you like, oh, I'm not feeling this, or like, I don't want to go to school, or I don't really have a lot of friends. All that will come over time. Keep in mind that some of us are a bit of a late bloomer, but that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. And you know, you keep pushing, because eventually everything that you've asked for and wanted will come back in 100%. So, yeah. But that is our show. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kay. Once again, we are here. Episode 3.
Yes. You was listening to Unpopular Opinions. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thank you for our day ones to watching us from Instagram. If you're watching us from here, we love you. We support you. We support you supporting us. We support you doing whatever you're doing. And we're signing out. Again, my name is Anaya.
And I'm Shad.
And thank you for listening.